Mas.
Hey Ransky. Oh, I just got a text this morning from Seltzer. Said text me, he's listening to last year's Lech Lecha. So, I said we miss you. We miss him. Vayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha mi'artzcha mi'moladcha u'mi'beis avicha el ha'aretz asherecha. I don't have to press anything, right? Good. Avram Avinu, go. Go from where you are, from your land, from your birthplace, to Eretz Yisrael. V'eschal l'goy gadol. And I'm going to make you into a great nation. V'avarechecho v'agadlo shemecho v'yei brocho. By Bar Mitzvah Parsha. So Avraham Avinu gets a lot of good news. Guy from a guy who comes in from Lakewood, who davens in my minyan every day. So he comes up to me yesterday. He says, "What's the big nisayon? So Kadosh Baruch Hu came to you and told you, like Rashi says, what's the great shakes? You're not going to go?" He says, "What? That's a shmuz on its own. The answer to his question, not so simple the way he's presenting it. Who says there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who says this? I remember I was thinking when he asked me this question. I remember when I was at the beginning of my marriage. I got a phone call and it was, "You've won this yacht and we're gonna stop in Disney World, isn't that?" And I was like, I was like on the phone. I was like with my wife. I was like, "You're not gonna believe this!" Like holding the phone, like we just won everything, the whole world. And she's like, "Hang up the phone." I'm like, no, this one's legit. This is real. Like they told me things, and like, and it's just like, and she's just like, "Okay, like yeah, you know what?" And my wife's just like, "Do it, you know, play along, go along," and then like. Lamaisa, like something was just like, "It's only going to cost you $6,000, you know, like make sure to send to this account, this and that." You know, it's like, that's okay, you got to learn your lesson. That's, I'm always an optimist, trying to think positive, like people actually want to help me and not trying to jit me. But it's a schmooze on its own. But I'd like to ask a different question. It's a question that I want to focus on this week. Towards the end of the Aliyah, and Pasuk Zayin, after that great trip, Lech Lecha, and then the Pasukim go on to say that Avraham Avinu picked up his family and he went Taka, and then in Pasuk Zayin, right, we go on Vayavor Avraham Ba'aretz. It says all the different places that he passed and the travels. And he built a mizbeach for Hashem. Zokt Rashi, "Vayiven sham mizbeach." Anyone remember what Rashi says here? "Vayiven sham mizbeach." Al besoiris hazera, val besoiris eretz Yisrael. He built a mizbeach, vayiven sham mizbeach, as a appreciation for all the good news. So basically, there's a kasha, there's a bomb kasha on this Rashi. Vayiven sham mizbeach, says Zokt Rashi, al besoiris hazera val besoiris eretz Yisrael. Who has a kasha on this Rashi? Baruch ato Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shachol Nei Bivro. I'm going to start the parasha again. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecha me'artzcha mimoladcha mi'beis avicha la'aretz asher echa, ar echa. Ve'eschol le'goy gadol v'avarechecha v'agalo shemecha ve'hei brach. V'avarcha mevarachecha mikalcha. Or, go on. Finally, the travels happened, the trip happened. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, vayomer lezarecha etenes ha'aretz hazos. Zokt Rashi, Vayivan Sham Mizbeach. Why? Why was he building Mizbeach? Al Besiris Hazera. Moshe, what's the kasha? Al Besiris Hazera. Anyone have a kasha here?
Yeah, I think
you've
been in the
brochure. What? No. No. What do you mean by it should be the other way around? Rabbi Yisai, Psaris Hazera, Sprekta Maral and Gurarye, he already was, he always Mavasar him on the Zera. He already told him about the Zera. Vescha Legoy Gadol. That's when the good news is. Why is Avraham Avinu delaying to build a Mizbeach later on? Psaris Hazera. Build him his back right there. So some of Farshim say, no, that was in Chutzlar, it's Mizbeach, it's not a good Malkum for Mizbeach. Maral is a different pshat. Maral says that it was totally on the Tanai of Lech Lecha, so you don't want the Haftocha to be totally on a Tanai, so once he was Mekai on the Tanai, that's when HaKadosh Baruch was Mevarech without a Tanai, here, about Lezar Acha, so that was a kiyum behechlit, that it was no sveikis, no conditions. Mamish HaKadosh Baruch was going to do it, so that's why Avraham Avinu built the Mizbeach. Here, that's the Maharal's answer. Basically, I'd like to deal with this kasha of the Maharal. That's question number one. Perhaps there could be a different, an alternate understanding of why Avraham Avinu specifically chose now, at the end, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated these good news to celebrate and to build a Mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch. I'd like to present another question, Rabbi Yisai, a fundamental question. Avraham Avinu is known as the one who discovers God. Monotheism. Rabbi Yisai, if we're honest and we really think about the parashas that we've been learning, there's been communication with God in every parasha we've learned. Constantly. Parashas Bereishis, Parashas Noach. Okay, maybe with some people, not with other people. But Avraham Avinu is not such a chiddush. So God talks to Avraham Avinu. Vayomer Hashem al Avraham. I have Vayomer Hashem al Odom, Vayomer Hashem al Noach, Vayomer Hashem al this, Vayomer Hashem al that. What's the chiddush of Parshas Lech Lecha? Why is it that Yiddishkeit, that a connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts now? What changed from the past few Parshias, from the communication that seems to be apparent in the old Parshias, and the relationship that Avraham Avinu is discovering right now? Chedush Arim used to say over every Parshas Lech Lecha, I started doing this a few years ago when Rabbi Yashiv was Nifter. And Rabbi Yashiv, Ein Letar Vein Lashar, you know, just Shoylet. It's for me to even put into words. In Kol, Hatoyu, Rakula, every Tshuva, every Sifkotan, every everything. Kol, Hatoyu, Rakula, on his fingertips. B'machshava, b'nister, b'nigla. And unfortunately, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, I never took advantage. Never took advantage specifically Rabbi Yashiv. And I very much connect to his ha'aris on many of the dafim. I always love to look and to learn the ha'aris of the daf. There's a sefer, Svarim, called Ha'aris, which was Rabbi Yashiv's Amid Yoy Mishir. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, everybody. So I'm going to tell you something private right now, that sometimes when I'm learning the daf, or when I'm learning that Amid, so I open up a Ha'aris from Rabbi Yashiv, which is one of the Talmidim, just collecting every mimer that he said on that daf. Mamash Gevalda Gezachim. And you saw he moved quickly, but he also covered the meat and potatoes of the daf. And sometimes I just close my eyes. And I just pretend that I'm hearing from the Gadol Hador, Rabbi Yashiv, who unfortunately is not with us anymore. And it's a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi in Shkolim. Yerushalmi in Shkolim says that when you're learning a memra from an amira, from a tana, you should try and close your eyes and think about that bala memra. That bala memra is supposed to appear to you and to connect to you. And Torah is not just supposed to be informational, but it's supposed to be alive, and it comes to you. There's stories. There's a story with the Arizal, that the Arizal, he's learning with one of his Talmidim, and they were learning something, and Pinchas Ben Yair walked in, and the Arizal stood up in the middle of Shir. No one knew why he stood up, and the Arizal saw the Pinchas Ben Yair. And this is an idea that the Yerushalmi and Shkolim develops, that when a person is learning to really connect to the memra of Rav and Abai, is to close your eyes into Mamish picture and imagine that the Bala Memra is here to make Torah come out, to be alive, and not just make it a textbook and to make it informational, but it's, Yerushalmi is telling us that it's the Bala Shmu is really who's being malamed to you, that Inyan. It's just from that Yerushalmi alone you see how Torah is different than any other study in the world. So the Chayzim in Lublin, the Chdusharim used to say that when it comes to the sugya of Parshas Lech Lecha, so I close my eyes and Avram Avinu comes in. And the Chayzim in Lublin used to say, and Avram Avinu, who's the Baal HaMemor of Parshas Lech Lecha, who's the Malamed of Parshas Lech Lecha, he takes a dark room, takes a dark world, and he turns on a light. And he lights a fire. And suddenly the world just becomes illuminated. The Baal HaMemor, Avram Avinu, said the Chiddush HaRim from the Chayzim in Lublin, illuminates the world in Parshas Lech Lecha, changing and transforming from a dark world to a light world. So there's clearly something about this parsha, this introduction to Yiddishkeit, that's now life-changing. That there's an illumination now that we can tap into, that we can connect to, that didn't exist prior by the conversations with Noach, Adam, the Nachash, Chava, all these people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking before him. So I'd like to share with you a fascinating idea that I think is so relevant to us in today's day, in the Meshech Chochma in this week's parsha. Meshech Chochma, the Yer Sameach, the beginning of this week's parsha says, there's a pasuk in Eiv. The pasuk in Eiv says, Umibsari Echza Eloikai. Umibsari Echza Eloikai. Literally translated as, from my flesh, Echze, I will have a vision, Eloikai, to my God. Huladaitika nefesh atzmu maskil ruchoni masig emitas Hashem Yisbarach. Says the Meshech Chochma, Rabbi, say, listen carefully. To connect to God, to see God, you do not need eyes. To experience God, you do not need glasses. Zok de Meshech Chochma, Rabbi Sai, that's not what vision of God is. The Pasuk in Eiv told us, Mibsari Echze Eloikai, from my flesh itself, I could feel, I could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a chizayon is. That's what a chizayon is. It's in a deep experience, says the Meshech Chochma. Mitziyuso umoro kvodo. Elamai, so what? So says the Meshech Chochma, the kasha that all of you are asking yourselves. So why? So why is it that so often I don't see him in my room? So often in my car, I don't see him, I don't hear him, I don't feel him. I'm not into it. Zok de Meshech Chochma, that makes a lot of sense. Because there was a chait of Adam HaRishon. And what happened after the chait of Adam HaRishon, your physical body created a mechitza hamavdil. Listen to the words of the Meshech Chochma. I can't make this up. Rak b'shvil shemelubash b'choymer gas masach mavdil choytzeitz bein oviv l'shamayim. There is a physical barrier and a physical wall that's melubash michoymer, that's of materialism. Listen to what the Meshech Chochma says, Rabbi Yisai. Meshech Chochma introduces in this week's parsha the concept of a microscope. You think I'm joking?
Microscope.
Nachutz lanu haTorah. How do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Meshech Chochma? Through his Torah. That's the microscope, lizakeh hachoymer lahasir milbush v'atzoyim, that clears away all of the physical barriers and all the cloth that's not letting us see him. Listen to what the Meshech Chochma says. Person could reach the heights with connecting to a life of Torah. That means Bsari Echza, there is no flesh there. There is no malbush there. There is no mechitza, there is no barrier. I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now. Nothing's blocking him. He's in my existence, he's there. V'zendim, so listen to what the Meshech Chochma says. Kidvar Elokim Shamanu Gam Lanochosh. They heard the word of God. Everyone heard the word of God. God spoke. Gam ladog, gam lanochosh. Umisyachis lekol elokim. There was a kol elokim. Listen to the Meshech Chochma. Hu asagas chifetz Hashem v'ritzoyna benimtza zeh Hashemeh befrat. All the creatures heard the word of God. Kol elokim. But that's not what it means to be a yid. It's not just to be Shemeya Kol Hashem. Zok the Meshech Chochma, Ach Ro'ois Kvoid Elohim, Loi Matzinu B'Nivroim Abchusim. There was something missing. Up until Avraham Avinu lit the light up, turned on the lights, lit the candle, illuminated the world. You know what it was? Re'iyas Elohim. Not having any separation. Feeling God, appearing in front of God. God is a parent. That never exists by any other creature in the world. Says the Meshech Chochma, Adam HaRishon koydem haChet. Adam HaRishon before the Chet. HaYachoymer Zachu Boher V'dak. He had an existence without any Masach HaMavdil, without any separations, without any clothing, without any physical barriers between him and the Rabbeinu Sholom. Asher loy chotzotz me'uma beinoy lemari kvod Hashem. That was Gan Eden. There were no chatzitzes. There were no separations between you and the appearance of God. God was apparent. God was felt everywhere. It was up to Gan Eden. That's what Gan Eden is. Oh, Elohim is here. It's not lost. There's no darkness. Says the Meshech Chochma. L'chein halach eru. That's why man and woman were able to walk around naked. There was nothing not godly. There was no need for covering. There was no need for any physical barriers. There was no chomer. There was no material separation. Everything that existed was godly. And therefore, there was no problem with being naked.
He doesn't have to cover the basar ha'erva.
For a person who lives with God, the makom ha'erva is parallel, says the Meshech Chochma, to the makom ha'tfilin. That's what it means to live in Gan Eden. That's what it means to live in the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Gan Eden was before Koydem Achet. K'loyos Olay Shum Taiva V'inyon Ra. We came to physical bodies. And then there was barriers. There was separations. There was my existence, and then my time I tap in and I connect to God with. But it wasn't all in the same. It wasn't a transformation. It wasn't all that I exist to serve God and I see God everywhere. And now there were separations. Now, oh, you have a physical body? Oh, you have an existence without God? So now you got to cover up your body. Now you got to wear clothing. Now you got to cover up your erva. Now you got to be concerned about the taivas from that area. Lachain, Rabbi say, it's very poshut. Shachma doesn't even spell all this out. Rabbi say, look in Parshas Bereishis. Right when Adam HaRishon eats from the Chet of Eitz Hadas, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ayeka, where are you? where are you? Rabbi said, what's that kasha ayeka? Ayeka means your existence is not parallel to what it was a second ago. You used to be and see mibzari echze. You used to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence everywhere where you were. What happened to that reality? Ayeka, where are you? Where are you in the appearance of God in your life? And what does Adam Arishon answer? What's his defense? Rabbi said, we have a Bereshis. Listen to what Adam Arishon says to the end, to the Kasha of Ayeka. I think Lafi the Meshach Chochmah, it's Meduya Ketiv. Vayikra Hashem Elohim Ela Adam Vayomer Lo Ayeka. Where was that relationship? Where was it that Mipsari Echza? Where was it that I... Why can't I find you now? Why can't I appear to you? What happened? Why are there barriers? Why is the door closed right now? Why is the curtain up? What happened? Ayeka, I can't find you. Zokta Demarishin, yeah, you're right, you can't find me. You know why? Vayoymer Eskolcha Shamati Bagan. Vayiram Kiyeram Anoichi Vayechovei. Literally, what does the pasuk mean, Rabbi Isai? Adam Arishon answered, listen carefully, Rabbi Isai, open your minds. Vayoymer es kol chashamati bagan. I heard your voice, va'ira, and I was scared. Ki eram anoichi, because I am naked, va'echovei, and I hid. So usually we translated this as Adam Arishon realized he messed up, and therefore he had to make sure to defend himself, and make sure he had to go into hiding. Rabbi Sai Lefi the Meshech Chochmah and Parshas Lech Lecha, I think there's an entirely different pshat in this pasuk. I think the Torah is telling us something very deep. Vayoymer es kol choshamati. Our relationship became different. I heard that you have an opinion. I heard that you have a shita. It became just a kol. There was no vayera anymore. There was no nira elov. There was no Bipsari Echse. I didn't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard a distant voice and I said, wow, that's impressive. That's a good shtickel Torah. That's nice. But I didn't connect to it. I didn't see any lights on. I didn't have any illumination in my life. Sucked out of my reach and I became distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then I realized, yeah, you know why I only hear a call? You know why it's just a voice? You know why Torah just became informational? You know why I'm not seeing Mipsari Echze? You know why I'm not feeling God? Vo'ira, and then I quickly glanced at myself. Ki erem anoichi. Because the Meshech Chochmah said, what? I became a choymer gas. I had physical barriers. There were physical limitations. There was now an existence of human beings without being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a division between my life and my Avodas Hashem. There's me physically and then there's me spiritually. Zokt Adam Arish. So what's this new reality? And I started hiding behind those curtains, behind those chatzitzas, behind that mechitza Shel Barzel that the Meshech Chochmah talks about in Parshas Lelechcha. I started a new lifestyle, Rabbi Yisai. You know what it is? I started hiding. Hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Living a life that sometimes I'm on and sometimes I'm off. Sometimes he's around, sometimes he's apparent, and sometimes he's not. I started playing hide and go seek. And that's the new existence of man. That's what Adam Arishon. That's between the lines in Lefi Anias Daiti, in this conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam Arishon. It's a struggle that we all have, Avayom Hazeh. We go into hiding. We separate ourselves from that Yom Kippur davening. That davening that no one else, nothing else matters. Those trips there, it's Yisrael, that we go back to our yeshivas. And then the Tachlis, the Emes comes out. And then we come back to reality and we start going back into hiding. We say, come on, Rabbi, there's a limit, okay? Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, come on, back to reality. Back to the chatzitzes.
Back to the mechitzes. Back to tachlis. Back to, come on, let's be realistic. Come on, back to come on, come on. Let's be real. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks you, Ayeka, not just a Musar Shmuz, where are you holding in life? Literally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ayeka, I can't find you the same way. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Kol Yachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly where he was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to introduce to Adam HaRishon that he is naked, that he went to a mahalach of just hearing the kol and not seeing the presence of Shekhinah. There's no vayar vayero elov. Meshech Chochma has a diak in our parsha, Raboisai, Moiridik, that's worth $43,000. $43,000. Look through the parshas. Up until parshas Lech Lecha, up until parshas Lech Lecha, and from Lech Lecha on, there is no phrase Vayera Hashem. Next week's parsha is Vayera Hashem. But guess where that started, Rabbi Yisai? Guess where there was this new mode of reality? Back to what? Back to the original purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man's relationship. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world? Guess where that started, Rabbi Yisai? It started in Pasuk Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Zayin, and I read you the Pasuk. Vayero Hashem el Avrom, Vayoymer, Lizaracho etenes aoretz azois, Vayiven shom mizbeach, Ladoinoy hanirei lof. Moirai v'raboisai, something moiridik just happened in this week's parsha. Zion psukim later, not at Lech Lecha, not at the original psukim of Eschol Lechoi Gadol. As I asked the Maral's Kasha, why did he not build a Mizbeach when he heard that first good news? Nira Lefiani Asdaiti Raboisai, there's something else that we're celebrating over here. There's something else that Avram Avinu is bringing Makriv a Mizbeach for. That's the Teretz to the Maral's Kasha. The world came back to Mibsori Echze. The world came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in your presence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel you everywhere I am. That's what Avraham Avinu introduced. He didn't introduce the conversation with God. He didn't introduce the concept of God. That existed even in the Nochosh, even in Chava, even in Adam, even in Noach. Constantly that could, vayidaber, vayikol Hashem, that existed. Even after Chedei Tzadas. Avraham Avinu in this complicated world said, not for Jewish people. Vayero Elov. My Rebbe Raboisai, listen to the Siyata Dishmaya, the Matona that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me yesterday. I was sitting in the Beis Medrash and I was looking at this Pasuk and focusing on this Pasuk. And I saw the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Listen to this Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Rabbi Yisrael, and pay me later. Okay, you'll keep a cheshbon. Vayera Hashem vayivan shom. Kavonos HaKosev. Lohoidia haflogas chipas Avrom b'koinoi. Ki Hashem niglelov, God revealed himself. Upsaro, and told him, Bezero b'nir sinas haaretz, a lot of good news. You won the lottery. You're going to have a lot of real estate. You're going to have a lot of kids. Your Seder night is going to be jam-packed. There's going to be a huge table. Gevaldik. But listen to what the Pasuk says. Zok teheligor achayim HaKodesh. Raboisa Yosef, listen to this. Vayiven shom mizbeach. I'm going to read you the Pasuk again, Rabbi, because you're not going to appreciate it unless I read the whole Pasuk. Vayera Hashem al Avrom. Vayoymer lezaracho etenes haaretz azos. Ah! Beautiful. Big glela seder. Vayiven shom mizbeach. And Avram Avinu built a mizbeach. Ladoinoy hanira elov. Zok teheilaga orachayim hakodesh. Avram Avinu heard a lot of things in this Pasuk. Avram Avinu had a lot of good news in this Pasuk. Vehu loy hichshiv b'soyres beis ma'alois toivois leklom. Avram Avinu said, I won the lottery, I got a lot of real estate. Okay. I'm going to have a lot of kinderlach and a big mishpacha. Okay, that's very nice. That's klum, that's garnished, compared to what just happened in this pasuk. You know why, says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh? Why he built a mizbeach? Lashem! Not because of the Besuris Azera. Not because of the mishpacha, not because of the real estate. It is stood, was not able to compare to the joy that Avraham Avinu had. Beis Malas Toivus Leklum! Be'erech Simchasoy Be'giloy Shchinosoy Yizbarach Eilov. Compared to what just happened, that we just went back, according to the Meshech Chachma, to what? Koidem Chet Beitzadas. To a new reality of Mibsari Echzeh. I can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I now have a way of seeing God wherever I am. I'm attached to Him. The Pasuk is Meduyak Hetev Lefi the Or HaChaim. Vayiven Shom Mizbeach LaHashem HaNir'ah Eilav. Why is there Mizbeach? Not like we learn usually, a thank you. Oh, that's good news. Yeshkoyach min HaBench Goymel. Thank you. Beautiful. Atoy Vametiv. Oh, Yeshkoyach. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's nice about the family. That's nice about the real estate. But this is even greater. This is life. This is Yiddishkeit. This is Avodas Hashem. This is literally Rabbeisai Beli Guzma. This is Gan Eden. Seeing God, feeling God, connecting with God. No longer just what? Vayoymer Hashem. No longer just call of God, just hearing God. No longer hiding in front of God. Having a purpose. Knowing where I'm going because I have the leader. I have a light to turn on, like the Chozem Ilblum said. The world just changed. The Bala memories, Avraham Avinu. There's a candle that was just lit up and illuminated the world. Not because of Yiddishkeit. Not because there's a religion. Not because we can now serve the words of God, but because we could feel God. We could connect to God, which is the entire purpose of the Torah. To be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what was introduced. That's an under a Parshas Lech Lecha. That's a Mizbeach LaHashem HaNir'ah Eilav. That's when I'm, no matter where I am, no matter who's around me, no matter how who I'm hanging out with, guys, I'm different. You want to know why? Because God is here. And I got no separations. I got no mechitzis. I got no clothing. I can walk around naked. Because I'm godly. Because I have a tachlis. Because I'm a shutuf. With the Borei Olam. Avraham Avinu wanted a kid so badly. You're joking me. He complains about it later in the parsha. How am I going to know who's going to take over? Who, my Eliezer? Ben Meshach Basie? Come on. Who's going to be my Yirish? Who? But me, Doc Yirish, Avraham Avinu cared about the land. What's the sign? He was Mechutzah. Avraham Avinu asked, give me a sign. And yet, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I'm going to give you kinder. I'm going to give you land. I'm going to give it all. And Avraham Avinu says, that's not why I'm celebrating. That's not the best thing you're giving me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving me Gan Eden. Vayiven shom mizbeach l'Hashem ha-nir'ah Eilav. To this new transformation in Pasuk Zayin that did not exist in the beginning of the Parsha of Lech Lecha, that it was just Vayoymer Hashem. That's the answer to the Maharaz Kasha. Why Avraham Avinu on the Besura Toiva didn't bring the Mizbeach there? Because it's like the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. The Mizbeach was not on the Besura Toiva of Zera and real estate. Because that doesn't compare, says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, to a Kel HaNireh love, to a Gan Eden Dik life, to living in this complicated world, but being in a different realm because I am an Eved Hashem, because I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. That's the Avodah, Rabbi Yisai. Just because you can't see him doesn't mean he's not there and that relationship is not possible. That's what the Chayes Milublin said. Avram Avinu didn't introduce the concept of God. Avram Avinu didn't introduce communication with God. Avram Avinu introduced Mipsari Echza Elikim Lakel Hanira Elov, to see God everywhere. Baisai, yesterday happened to be fall upon a Toisfus in Chagiga on the Testament base. A Gemara that you're all familiar with, Rabbi, I believe it's even a song by Yeshiva Boys Choir. I'll sing it for you. Okay? Omar le bar hey hey, Omar le bar hey hey, Omar bar hey hey le hillel. Guys know what I'm talking about? So why don't you sing along? So that's a Gemara on Daf Tesamid Beis, Rabbi Say. We just need a few more songs and we'll be Bekiyim and Shas. Rabbi Say, Amar Bar Hey Hillel Hillel. Amar Le Bar Hey Hillel. Okay, the song's over. Now we got to get back to the Gemara. Amar Le Bar Hey Hillel. My Dechsiv Vishavtim Re'isim B'Tzadik L'Rosha B'Noivik Chavim L'Lakim Asher Lo Yavdu. What's the difference? The Pasuk says, a Tzadik and a Rosha, in Oyved Elokim Lasher Loyavadu, there's an Oyved Elokim that's Oyved Hakem, and there's an Oyved Elokim Asher Loyavadu. What does that mean? If you're an Oyved Elokim, then you're obviously serving God. What does it mean? Oyved Elokim Asher Loyavadu. So, Rabbi, say you've all heard of this Gemara. Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Oyved Elohim, Hainu Rasha, Hainu Asher Loyavadu. Amrle. Avadu Veloyavadu. You can be an Oyved Elokim, but not really be serving God. Avadu Veloyavadu. Rabbi, say there's a pasuk. The Gemara is darshaning a pasuk. B'shavtem re'isam ben tzadik l'rasha ben eved elokim la'asher loy avadu. How can you be an eved elokim and then one that's not an avadu? That's a rasha. That's what the pasuk was talking about in the beginning. What is asher loy avadu? Says the Gemara, no. You can be an eved elokim and still not be asher loy avadu. You can be avadu and asher loy avadu. What does that mean? Amalei avadu v'loy avadu tarvayu tzadik egmure yir. They're both tzadikim gmure. Really? Ve'eno doime, shoyne pirko meya pamim, l'shoyne pirko. Rabbi, say finish the Gemara for me. Meya ve'echad pa'amim. Beautiful. Omar bar hey hey, Omar bar hey hey. What did bar hey hey say? You can be an oved elokim, you can be a frum yid, you can be an eved Hashem, you can be a tzaddik, but you're not actually being oved the emes, like the pasuk's talking about. There's a mile of being a tzaddik and ataka being an oivid. What's the vart? What's the pshat? Zokbar, hey, hey, lehillel. Zashoyne pirko meya ve'echod pa'omen. There's a lot to discuss on this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, these few lines of Gemara. Abba Rabbi Yisai, I want to share with you something that the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, quoted from the Baal Shem HaKodesh. Sfasema speaks about this, Rabbi Yisai. A moira dikup shot in this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, that I think is the yesoid in a lot of the problems we have in Yiddishkeit. What is this? Halavai, we should be able to be chazer our sugyas 100 times. You're telling me, Rabbi, just 101 times? That's going to make a difference? Chazering one more time? Meyav echa pamim? Like, hey, that sounds nice. It's a good song. Oh, my bar, hey, great. Excellent. But what's pshat? May have at one more time. I chazed already 100 times. Come on. Come, get real. What may have echo? What's pshat in this Gemara? But I want to ask you another question. Where in the world did this guy get this name from? Barhehe, it sounds like a name my kid made up. Barhehe, what did you, my tzvi asked me, what did he eat hay? What's Barhehe? Everybody say, who is a Barhehe? Barhehe has a weird name. You know why? Because he was a ger. He was a convert. Rabbi said, listen to this. Toisus in Chagiga, mitzvah lefarse. Toisus in Chagiga, and Daf Tesam and Beis says something myridic. Bar hei lehilil. Yesh mefarshim shager hoya. And that's why, what? He has this weird name, Barheye. Why? Not just so that you could have a Geshmaka song. Says Taisus, that's other Gersis, is because of Chedi Shiva Boys Choir. But what's the real pshat? The real pshat is because he was a Ben Ger. So what? He was a Ben Ger, Avi. What's a Shaykhus Barheye to a Ben Ger, Rabbi Sai? Listen to a Taisus. In Chagiga and Aftesim and Beis. Who were the Heyes? Who were the Heyes? He's machaven to a toisus. Zok the toisus v'hainu ben Avram v'soyra shenisoysef in parshas lech lecha hey v'shmon, that they both had a hey added to their name. So who was a ben ger, the first gerim, the ben Avram and Sarah? Bar hey hey. Ah, mamash a new pshat in the Yeshiva Boys Choir song. Omer le bar hey hey. If that somehow fit into the song, the Taisus and Chagiga. Omer le bar hey hey. According to Taisus and Chagiga, that bar hey is Har in Avraham. Omer le bar hey le hillel. What's pshat? What's pshat? Stam? He happened to be a gear. What did bar hey you just tell us? Ain't a doima. Shoin a pirka mea pomen, lam shoin a pirka mea ve echo pomen. Zok the svasemis, zok the bal shemtif. You all met them, Rabbi Say. You could have that guy in yeshiva. He's the starkest guy. Ooh, wow, does he look from Geshmak. Unbelievable. Wow. He's saying over at Chaim's with Chazanishes and Ktsoysa Choshins and Mamish Meiridik Alumnus, and he's paskening up Chometz Aser B'mashu, and he knows every single Shaila about Dover Sheish L'matirim and whether or not on Erev Pesach the guy can kasher his kitchen, and he knows all these backwards and forwards. You know what? He's missing one thing. What's he missing, AB? Lashem hanira elov. He's not learning to connect to God. His learning is all vayishma kol Hashem. There's a voice. There's a commandment. There's a din. There's a vart. Oh, but there's no echad in the Talmud Torah. Zok the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh Moira V'Raboisai. A yesoid otzum for our door. Einoi doime shoine pirko meo pomim. L'shoine pirko meo ve'echod pomim. It's not because of the frequency. It's not because of the one of the hundred. It's not because of any of that. It's a pashut of art. It's the fact that a person can be steiging and he can chazer shas 100 times and know it backwards and forwards. But you know what? He has no HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that Talmud Torah. He's not learning to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no Echad in that Talmud Torah. There's no... How did you transform yourself? How do you act the same after you learned that Sugya? Are you a changed human being? Do you now walk around recognizing that everywhere I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every cheshbon I make is now, I'm not making this decision on my own. I have a shutof right here. The Ribbono Shel Olam is right here. Is it just Vayomer Hashem Lech Lecha? The first pasuk in our parasha? Or is it pasuk Zayin? Vayivin Shem is Bech Lekel Adira. Vayera Hashem. Is that your relationship? Are you learning a Meya Pum or are you learning a Meya Ve'echod? Moreover, Rabbi say, now learn Taisis. Bar hey hey, bar hey hey. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Avraham, what does Rashi say at Parshas Bereishis? Rabbi say, let's be moisif. Rashi says, Behi baram, behei bara osam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with the letter what? Gemara Menachos, with the letter what? With the letter hey. I see godliness there. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Behei barosom. Zokt Rashi dover acher. Zokt Gemara Menachos dover acher. BeAvrom. It's not a stira. Avram Avinu was the one who introduced Behei barosom. a new perspective to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here and he's appearing in front of us. Stop hiding. Stop going under the covers. Stop shutting off the lights. Stop putting up on all this clothing. Stop dressing like a goy. Stop turning off the candle that the Chayz Milublin is telling us that Avraham Avinu turned on. Stop celebrating just because of real estate. Says Avraham Avinu, that's not why I'm celebrating. I'm no longer Avram. I'm Avraham Behe. I'm now going to create Bar Heyes in the world that are going to learn Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Bar Heyhe Behe Baro Osam. Wow. Wow. That's a different reality. That's a different life. That's the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. That's the Meshech Chochma. There's a new Parsha, a new way to go and to cruise into next week's Parsha. New Pshat in next week's Parsha. Vayera! What does that mean, Vayera? It's not just Hashem appeared. Hashem appeared. That deserves celebration. That didn't exist prior. That only starts to exist. Pasuk Zion, Vayera Hashem al Avram. Moyev Raboisai, Raboisai. You know what I thought about this Meshech Chochma? Not this week. I thought about this Meshech Chochma, Raboisai. And we all heard this letter together. Everyone is yearning and wants this. People are sick and tired of the clothing and the separations and the mechitzas, Raboisai. It's Ikvus of the Mashiach, and we want Vayera Hashem Elov. We want to be Makriv Amizbeach LaHashem Hanireh Elov. So stop hiding. That's all of our lives is hiding. It's decompartmentalizing. It's now this and then this. It's first this and then being that. I'm going to chazi you, Rabbi Yisai, the letter of this girl. The letter in this girl that was opened up to a life of the Meshech Chochma of Lekel HaNirai Love, of what it means to be a person that could learn Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Echad. Dear Hashem, I learned in class that you show yourself in everything. She's a Bar Heyhe. Woo! You are right there, next to me all the time, a 10th grader, Rabbi Yisai. You are always seeing me, knowing me and understanding me. I just have to open my eyes a little more, and then this relationship will be mutual. However much energy I'm putting into seeing you, I've put in a little more and never stopped trying to understand you. It makes me feel important to know that you reflect yourself through me. But it also makes me realize that every single person is also a reflection of you, which makes every person special and amazing. I need to learn to see past the fake, ugly, outer layer of people. That's the mechitza that the Adam, that Moshe Chochma is teaching us, Rabbi Yisai. And see them real, that they are a part of you, the part of them that emulates your qualities, the light, Rabbi Yisai, the Chayz Milublin, the part that makes them amazing people no matter how bad they seem. I'm really going to try to see you more in my life. By even Chomizbeach Lekera on Irei, love Rabbi Yisai. That's what she's saying. In order and in everything around me, love a girl who's trying to open her eyes more, trying to be a Bar Heye, trying to be a Talmud of Parshas Lech Lecha, trying to leave the world of Chet of Eitz Hadas, of hiding, of just hearing a Kol Hashem. Sometimes it's hard. I remember having a conversation with my daughter about Sheva. It's really hard. You learn Hashem is here, Hashem is there. But where? I can't see him. I can't see him like I see this cup. I can't see him like I see this book. I can't feel him. It's hard. Everybody, so we have the same questions on a deeper level. I can't feel him. I can't see him. But then you read a pasuk and you... You don't need glasses. You don't need eyes. Mipsariyachse. Rabbi said, let's not make those moments. Let's make that life. Like can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can know Him in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you say, there's oxygen in this room, but I don't see it. But when it's a cold day, and I'm freezing, and I'm struggling to get across the street, and I take a deep breath because I'm out of breath, out of working so hard, and I breathe in that cold air, you see that oxygen. Rabbeisai, when you're schwitzing, when you're heating up that soup, and you're burning up those coals, and you're mixing up that soup, and you lift the pot cover, there's condensation, Rabbeisai. That's what Torah does. That's what the Meshech Chochma writes. When a person struggles for the Eibishter, when a person works on that relationship with the Eibishter, when a person learns the Torah, that is the light, Rabbeisai, says the Meshech Chochma, that is what removes that mechitza. And you'll see the steam. You'll see the condensation. You'll see the air. You'll feel the connection. You'll get to Mibsari Echze. My flesh will know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, above and beyond seeing Him with my eyes. Yeah, there's Hester upon Him. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But maybe that's why. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our relationship to be so much deeper. I'm not with my wife right now. But I don't need to be with her and I don't need to see her to know that I'm crazy about her and that I love her. Mibsari Echze. It's part of my existence. It's part of my being. Sometimes a little struggling, a little effort, a little sacrifice, a little putting in an extra oomph will allow you to see some steam, will allow you to see some air, will connect to you more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it will also create a relationship, Rabbi Yisrael, it will create a platform of relationship that no matter where I am, no matter how unclear it is, no matter how difficult of a matzav it is, I'm a kel anirai love. I'm a vayivin shamizbeach lekel anirai love. I'm a not a vayomer Hashem. I am a what? Vayero Hashem. That's what Avraham Avinu, that's the Baal HaMemra, that's what the Chiddush HaRim is talking about. That's what was introduced in this week's Parsha, Rabbi Yisai. Not just monotheism, Yiddishkeit. Not just a book of laws that we should chazer 100 times. A book of laws that we should chazer 101 times. And then we could walk out and we could see Hey Bara in all of the world. Behei Baram. That's a new reality. That's Parshas Lech Lecha. That's the answer to all the kashas. The Maral, Chitav Adabarishim, the Nochash, Gantz. It's a new existence. Lakel Hanira Elof. Boys, my bracha to you is that forever, wherever you are, it's not going to be off and on. It's not going to be just a list of commandments. It's not just going to be a Kol Hashem. It's not going to be va'echave because I only heard a call. It's going to be, I see HaKadosh Baruch. It's going to be a bar heye. It's going to be a ben Avraham v'sara, a bar heye. It's going to be a behi baram. We're going to see the lights in that dark world from Noach and Bereishis, and that's going to stay illuminated, and that's going to stay lit up wherever we are with Hashem in the future. Shakaya.